Julia, there's been a lot of attention to begin with for Richard Branson's Colombia-based Venezuela Aid Live concert in support of the Venezuelan opposition tonight. What's your view of it?
I think the concert is quite an unhelpful development, in particular because this is being held in Cucuta, which is a city in Colombia which is already under tremendous infrastructural stress because of the numbers of Venezuelan migrants who are heading towards Cucuta. So I think it's an unhelpful distraction. It's more symbolic than anything else, but we really do have a very serious political crisis in the country. And I think that in that context, Richard Branson's engagement here is really quite unwelcome.
And on the other side of the border, the Venezuelan government is having its own event, Hands Off Venezuela. How has the whole issue of aid become a political weapon between the opposition and the Maduro regime?
Well, we obviously have a very serious economic and humanitarian situation in Venezuela. And in response to this, and under a lot of international pressure, the Venezuelan government has been receiving international aid, largely through the United Nations, and which has been coming in through Panama. The situation has become particularly problematic now because we're talking about aid from the United States, US aid, which the US has left deposited on the border with Colombia. And there's also rumours that there will be aid coming in through Brazil and also through the Dutch states, basically the Dutch territories in Aruba and Curaçao. And the problem with this aid is that it's not being approved by the Maduro government. The military has been instructed not to allow the aid in, and the aid is also being distributed through volunteers, all of which goes completely against all principles for humanitarian operations and puts humanitarian agencies at a really severe risk.
And how does closing the border with Brazil and considering closing the border with Colombia, how does that help Maduro or indeed the Venezuelan people? Will that not make things already bad much worse?
It does run the very severe risk of making the situation worse. This is a real powder keg scenario that we have for Venezuela over the weekend, with heightened concerns on the part of the Maduro government that there may be an intervention either by the US or by Brazilian and Colombian forces. And that's why the border has been closed. But the big issue here is that we can have people coming together for concerts on either side of the Venezuela and Colombian border. What would really be an advantage here is instead of getting around the border, people could just really get around the table. Because until we have dialogue and negotiations in Venezuela, we're not going to have safe delivery and entry of aid, and we're not going to have a resolution of a very serious political crisis.
But we see the Security Council divided. We have Russia on one side, the US on the other. Who could lead such an intervention, chair such talks that might resolve this powder keg?
Well, at the moment, there are two options. One of these are dialogue efforts which are being led by Uruguay and Mexico. Much, it has to be said, to the opposition of the United States and other Latin American countries, including Colombia and Brazil, which believe that there shouldn't be any negotiation process and Maduro should simply leave office. Now, an alternative is being put forward by the what's called the International Contact Group, which is a number of European Union and Latin American countries. And this is trying to work on an election scenario for Venezuela, trying to resolve the technical details. So we do have opportunities for dialogue and we do have opportunities for negotiation. The problem right now is that this is deeply opposed by the United States and that Russia and China do not believe that a future Guaido administration will protect their investments. And until they feel comfortable with the transition, they're going to remain loyally by Maduro.